But joining us now in studio is an old friend of the show. He likes to stop by from time to time. It's always a pleasure to see the generic youth minister. Open the door and welcome
you. Here he comes. Look at you. You guys look great.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good, Craig. I'm so full of the spirit.
Great. Oh, that is great.
I'm just so full of spirit and just so happy these days, you know? We just have a lot to be thankful for. And sometimes I like to let people know how thankful I am by, like, when I go on the Twitter, I put hashtag blessed.
Yes, I've noticed that. I'm following you on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah. You're one of my 23 followers.
I am, yeah. I enjoy you overtweet a little bit, but that's okay.
I do. You know, it's one of those things where I have like 23 followers, and I have over 12,000 tweets.
Right.
And sometimes...
it's kind of out of balance.
Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like life. Sometimes, you know, when you think about it, and you think, you know, like, is it all worth it? Or, you know, and you start to have doubts and everything.
Right.
But the idea is that you push those doubts way down deep inside of yourself, and you push them out so far, they're just going to explode out someday, you know?
Right.
But that's the way you healthily handle doubt.
Okay.
You got to have faith that your tweets are going to be read.
Handle what?
What?
That's the way you handle what?
I don't know. What are you saying?
You said diode?
Diodes. Well,
George, he's our guest. There's no reason.
I know. That's what I just...
Why are you...
I'm sorry. I just understand what...
Anyway,
what
Craig, I don't know what George is saying over there. But, you know, I was just going around this morning inviting people to come out to church to hear the good news.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Stop by you. I was talking to some of your salespeople out there. And Lord knows, I need some ethical help. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're not like other churches. A lot of people, you know, had like bad experiences in church when they were like kids and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But our church is different. We like to have fun, and we have fun, and we drink punch.
Boy, that sounds like a lot
of
fun.
Selling point.
And we have cake in the fellowship hall after the services and stuff, and coffee. And there's like, I think we got like creamer or something there.
That's not really that important a point to
bogged
make.
Down in those details.
So we know how to party pretty hard.
Yeah, it sounds like
what I'm
it.
Saying? Yep. And we have a terrific handbell group. And George, I think you'd be great at handbells.
Well, I don't know. That looks hard.
No,
every time I don't know how you keep
you
up with that.
You just got to go do the dainty bells. Don't mess them big old bells.
Are you one of those that takes care of like two
bells?
Oh,
like... yeah. You have to put two down, grab two more and everything.
That's impressive.
You know, keep playing heart, cow, hear the bells. You know, we do that year round and everything. But but one of the most amazing vacation Bible schools is a tremendous vacation Bible school. It is like one of the best it's top notch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should come out to Vacation Bible School coming up this summer.
I thought that was for kids.
Well, we do an adult Vacation Bible School now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really get that much time off here, so I don't know. We don't necessarily have a long vacation to spend at Bible school.
Well, I could talk to your boss, the cat man.
Good luck.
Sure, why don't you try?
Because I need to talk to him anyway, because we're trying to organize church day at the Rough Riders, like in Frisco.
Yeah.
I think it's up there in Frisco.
Yeah.
Because we want to try that Lazy River thing.
Oh, and, yeah. How about that?
And I cannot wait. That's going to be so fun. Floating down a river, having some punch.
You're all about fun and Jesus.
And
fun
punch.
And Jesus. They go hand in hand, Craig.
Yeah.
Go hand in hand, and I had like an Oscar watching party. Did you guys watch like the Oscars?
Yeah, we watched them.
What's with the Oscars? I mean, they had that black guy get out there in the beginning.
Chris Rock.
Well, he was the host.
And
yeah.
Say a bunch of black stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, I just don't know what all the issues were. I didn't know that Oscar had like a racialist problem or whatever.
Yeah, racist.
He's like talking a lot about it and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like. It's about acting. You know, he's talking about that other stuff. And are you guys aware that this is Election Day?
Super yes. Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Yes. Yep.
Not a Super Sundays, but
right.
This is a Super
it's
Tuesday.
Important.
Right, exactly. And I don't know about this Donald Trump guy.
You don't.
Guy.
No. I mean, I know he like claims that he's Christian stuff, and the good book says that we shouldn't judge people, but the good book, I don't think it ever met a Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying about that right now?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right,
I know what you're saying.
It's pretty insulting,
You know, so I just find myself, I don't really like Donald Trump, because, you know, I think he's unchurched.
Yeah, he may be.
He's unchurched.
I think he's unchurched.
He says he's a Christian.
I know he says he's a Christian, but did you see like all that stuff he said about the Pope?
Yeah.
The Pope, uh-huh.
And believe me, I'm no fan of the Catholic Church.
Well, don't say that.
Well, I mean, look at, I mean, they just don't have it right.
Okay, well, you know.
Not making a friend.
I mean, they, like, pray to the Pope, and they drink, like, non-punch or something. I forget what the alcohol is called.
You're a little off on those.
But, yeah, he insulted the Pope.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you can insult the Pope in a country with all these Christians and expect to win the presidency.
Well, I mean, the Pope said that he wasn't very, he said he was not a Christian. So
he was,
I guess,
firing back.
Yeah.
Okay. He was just getting back at the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, Catholics are like weird and stuff.
Hey, come on.
Well, you guys come on by the church. We're going to have a lock-in for all our sports talk show hosts.
Oh, that sounds...
Yeah, who's taking part in that?
We always have lock-ins that have themes and everything, and last month wasn't too good, but... We had a lock-in for all our shut-ins, and it was just, like, real uneventful.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Around, you know, like, complaining that they wanted more casserole.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so this lock-in for sports talk show hosts, we've got a big schedule. We got Rich Phillips and Justin Montemayor scheduled
wow.
to teach some workshops.
Oh, that's great.
Anybody
yeah.
else?
Probably missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Randy Galloway is going to be out there.
Really?
He is not.
I haven't heard him in a while.
Yeah, he almost exclusively just does lock-ins now. Just speaks to lock-ins. Y'all come on out. I'll come out and pick you up in the van.
My schedule's pretty full, but George, I know, wants to go. He was talking about
this
it earlier.
This weekend, I can't make it.
Well,
sounds
we'll reschedule
like
it for next weekend. I'm sure Rich and Justin can do it whenever we want to do it.
Yeah, maybe next weekend. Get back to me about next weekend.
Well, okay. Hey, can I get y'all's email addresses? Want to put y'all on our prayer
no,
list?
No,
and,
no.
Our prayer? No?
No.
No? No. Oh, you guys don't have email yet?
I don't either. Be quite honest.
Yeah, we'll get it set up eventually.
Like,
you just use the church's email, right?
I use the church's email.
Yeah.
Well, okay, guys. Well, God bless you, and y'all have a blessed day. And don't forget to vote.
Okay,
vote
bye.
For the Pope.
Eric, youth minister. There he goes. It's